Hello, people who are listening to this. I'm doing an accent challenge. So I'm going to read out a bunch of words and answer a few questions. And maybe it'll help determine what type of accent I have. If I have a conglomerate of accents, or maybe no accent at all. The reason I'm doing this is because it piqued my interest this week when I got told by two people at work that I didn't sound like I was from around here. And they asked me what my, like, ethnicity was, if I'm from somewhere else, because I sound like I have some kind of, like, not foreign accent, but, like, I just don't sound like I'm from North Jersey, I guess. I used to think I had more of a New York accent when I was younger. It kind of has faded, because when I worked on the phones, when I got my first job, I did try to dilute the accent, because I just felt like it wasn't professional to be dropping my ings off of the end of words, and, you know, just sometimes an accent doesn't always sound good when you're, you know, working on the phone. So I tried to dilute it, like, a while back. I didn't try, like, heavily to dilute it, but I used to listen to a lot of, like, British accent, like how to pronounce words in proper British English. I had an app that helped me do that, and so I don't know if maybe that sunk in. I do watch a lot of Doctor Who recently, so I feel like some words come out British for me, like, but only like some certain words, and some words still come out kind of New York-y, like when I say, like, you know, that drink you drink in the morning when you're waking up, coffee. It still comes out like that. Sometimes the W is more strong or stronger. But anyway, on with the accent challenge, or else you'll be listening to me ramble for like 10 hours because I can ramble. So pronounce the following words: ant, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water. If I was really from New York, it'd be water. New Orleans, pecan, both. Again, probably, Alabama. Don't know why that one is saying, it sounds so southern, Alabama. I know it's supposed to be Alabama, but it just sounds right saying it as Alabama for me. I don't know. Lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminum, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? TPing. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda. What do you call gym shoes? Sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? It varies. Grandma and papa. Or nana. Like, I don't know. Just got, like, different names for them. I don't think that helps determine my accent. But I don't say nona. N-O-N-N-A is, like, a lot of Italian people usually say nona for grandma. I don't say that, though. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? Call it the shopping cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? The remote control. Or just the remote. Oh, sorry, I just pressed something on my iPad. The remote. Some people say the clicker. I think that's so cute, but no, just the remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. I mean, I'm just going to finish this without doing that, because that would take way too long. That would probably help determine my accent better, because there would be more reading certain words. But I think just talking naturally, like I am doing right now, probably helps too. So I'm not going to choose a book or read a passage from it, because that would just take way too long. Do you think you have an accent? Yes and no. I think I kind of have like a slight one. I don't think it's southern. I don't think it's really New York. I think it's just like a Brittany accent. It's my own like version of like, I don't know, of a Jersey accent. Anyway, that's it. If you want to play along with this, because it's kind of fun, just download a voice recording app or use the microphone on your computer. And Google Accent Challenge. And a bunch of different ones come up. The Tumblr Accent Challenge comes up. One from a girl from England did one. with typical English words like scone and stuff like that. But it's easy to find on Google, so, or if you can't find it, I'll send you the link. But let me know what you think of my accent. Where would you think I'm from? I've also been told that I sound like I'm from, like, New England, sort of, like, I don't know why. But, yeah, I could go on and on about accents. I think they're really, really interesting. If this audio boo doesn't cut me off, what's really cool, if you're still listening to me, is that I read that people who live on the East Coast, particularly in New York and New Jersey, this area over here, we really stuck with the accent that's from the original British English people who lived here before us. That's why it's what, like, if it was British, it'd be water, but we say water. But it's really close. We drop our R's. We drop our ING's, just like people from England do. It's just the intonation of the voice is slanted differently, but it's very similar, in many ways. But the New York accent's been fading. New York is a melting pot now, so it's not just Italians with a typical New York accent. You know, it's really changed. So anyway, there could be a whole discussion that I could go on about accents. I think it's fun to think about and talk about, and I watch YouTube videos of people from Australia, and you see so many people in movies and on TV and celebrities, and everybody, you know, has different accents. I just think it's so cool, and there's certain accents that I just really love. I don't particularly like my own accent, but I don't think anybody likes the sound of their own voice. You know, some people do, I guess, but some people just talk to hear the sound of their own voice, I've heard, but that's what I'm doing now because I want to know what I sound like. I never really hear what I sound like unless I leave a voicemail, and some you can play it back and listen to how you sound, but anyway, I've got people on Twitter that can listen to me and be objective and say, you sound this or that, because you guys are from all over the world, so let me know what you think, and I will stop chattering now. So, bye-bye.